Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. We're talking with Delmer Cupp, and he is with the Anita Firemen, and he is the president of the Firemen's Group there, and want to wish you a very happy 50th anniversary with a steak, fry, and dance coming up this weekend, Delmer. Thanks for being with us.
You bet, Jim. Thank you.
Absolutely. Is there any history behind this about who came up with the idea and how this all got started in the first place?
Well, you know, I'm not exactly sure who came up with the idea. Of course, it was 50 years ago, and I've been on, I believe, around 32 or 3 years now. So I've been around for all of them but one since I've been on, but I can't exactly answer that.
Well, it seems like such a simple idea. Hey, let's have a steak fry. Folks like food, they'll show up, right? And they just, and it's one thing to do it once, but to keep going over 50 years, that's a lot of support.
Yeah, that is. We have super good community support, not just Anita, but the surrounding communities. And also we have, there's always a number of class reunions that sets up this weekend for their reunion, and that brings more people into town also.
Yeah, well, that's what you need. You need a good base for something like that. Has the dance always been a part of it?
Yes, it has.
Let's talk a little bit about the steak fry itself. Do you guys have any numbers on how many steaks that you serve year to year?
Oh, on an average, I'll say somewhere between 950 to 1,150.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's a lot of steaks.
How do you plan for such a big event?
Well, it's gotten a lot easier over the years because it's pretty consistent, and we always cut extra steaks, and then we sell the steaks that we don't fry up the night of the steak fry. The firemen will eat the leftover potato salad, so we eat pretty good afterwards, you know, for a month. And let's see, I believe Hy-Vee supplies the coleslaw. And we make our own beans in-house, and it's gotten easier over the years because we've done it enough.
Is this an all-hands-on-deck event for the firemen?
Yep, pretty much.
How many firemen are part of your group?
We have 26 current members right now.
Okay, now is that full scale then? Are you guys full board right now?
No, we're 4 or 5 down.
Okay, so are you always looking for more?
Absolutely, we are.
Is it tough to recruit guys these days, maybe tougher than it used to be 25, 30 years ago, to be a part of something like that?
Yeah, it seems to be harder because a lot of the younger kids are working out of town, Des Moines, you know, and we have a hard time finding people that are in town during the day to go on calls and stuff.
It gets tough to man small-town fire departments, just the nature of the way society is these days.
Yes, that's correct. And I know Anita's not the only one with the problem. It's pretty well throughout.
Yeah, well, that's why you've got to have so much goodwill between area fire departments helping each other out.
Yeah, mutual aid is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just the commitment as far as, you know, you've got to be around to be able to respond to these events. It's also the commitment when it comes to all the time that is spent in training. There's been a lot of changes over the years in the amount of training and equipment and those types of things that you guys have to deal with.
Absolutely. Like as an example, EMTs, once you get to the initial training, which has gotten a lot harder, you still have to have 24 hours of continuing education every 2 years to maintain your license.
It's difficult sometimes to explain to someone why they have to, when you're volunteering, why you have to give up so much of your time when really all you want to do is show up and put a fire out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it takes training to be able to do a good job at that.
Yeah, well, and especially in our circumstances, too, we're all in the same boat together. We live close to an interstate highway, so that creates some issues that folks don't have when they're not that close to a major thoroughfare.
Yeah, that's correct. Interstate is a very dangerous place to be. Fighting a fire or rescuing people out of cars and trucks.
You bet. Delmer, why did you get involved in the fire department in the first place?
I guess when they first approached me, I was just out of high school, and I wasn't really quite ready to be a fireman yet, and they kept on me. And finally, one day, they just told me they voted me on, so I kind of had no choice.
Do you still use that method?
Well, we try to. It works sometimes.
Sometimes not so much. But there is a lot of peer pressure involved in something like that because, you know, it's an issue for small towns. And quite frankly, without a fire department, you've got big problems.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But once again, the mutual aid is the key to all that.
You bet. Well, and you're raising money during the course of this particular event with a steak fry and dance, and that's a necessary thing, too. I know some folks will say, well, gee, don't they get tax dollars that are generated locally to help run the fire department? But you got to start stacking all these things up when you talk about all the equipment and things that are necessary, too. That has changed a lot.
Yes, that has. It's nothing to run up a $250,000 fire truck anymore, and it just... And, the city budget, and they're doing what they can do, but it just does not cover everything.
Yeah, and even the equipment, the trucks are one thing, that kind of stuff. But even the equipment that a firefighter will wear when responding to anything, there's a lot more than people realize.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know the exact figure. I'm going to guess it'd take, probably with a Scott pack, it'd take $6,500 to equip one fireman. With all the gear.
Yeah, and that just doesn't happen through a lot of the city budgets that are the money that's available there through the regular taxation. So a lot of fire departments depend on different types of fundraisers, and this has always been good. So you've got a band coming up then this weekend?
I believe we have a DJ this
okay.
year.
All right. And what time does the serving start for the steak fry?
Oh, approximately 5 o'clock.
About 5 o'clock, and how many do you serve all these people? Say almost 1,000 people, and you'll serve them from 5 o'clock until when?
Until they're done. Until the line's gone. Usually takes say 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So well, that's not too bad considering that many people.
No, we have all our firemen's wives will help inside the building serving the potato salad and busing tables, and we have good support from the community to help us get this pulled off.
So how many grills do you have running to try to keep up with all these steaks you've got to keep shoveling
just
out there?
Just one.
Just one. It's got to be a big one then.
Well, yeah. It's, I suppose, 4x6.
So you can do an awful lot in a short period of time.
Yes, we can.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Very good. Do you have any idea? I mean, you said roughly around 950, maybe 1,000 thereabouts. Is there a particular year that you really did well and had a big number that you remember?
Oh, I can't remember right off the top of my head, to be honest with you. My numbers, I can't tell you that for
okay.
sure.
Well, I know that you guys have been selling tickets, and you've got a lot of success ahead of time. Businesses and organizations, groups all help to support. But is it still possible for folks who don't have a ticket ahead of time to come out that night and buy?
Absolutely. They can come and show up and get in line, and we like to have them bring their own silverware and plates. But we have paper plates and silverware for them to use if they don't have their own.
Okay. And what's the cost?
$18 a plate.
$18 a plate, and that gets some steak and all the trimmings.
All the trimmings, that's correct.
Very good. And drink is included as well?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good. And then you have a children's meal?
Yeah, we just have hot dogs.
Okay. So and that's, what, $5?
I can't answer that one.
I think $5, I think, is what I saw the cost on that for those 12 and under.
Okay, all right,
so
great.
They have an opportunity as well. We're not focused on that so much. We want to sell those steaks.
yeah, the kids they're not into steaks yet.
You bet. Yeah, that's right. And then the dance gets started about when?
Oh, that'll vary a little bit depending on once the steak fry is done. Usually it'll start in about 8:30, roughly.
Okay. And so if anybody wants to know where exactly it's held, really all they have to do is drive into Anita.
Yep, drive right through Main Street, Anita, and they will not miss it.
You can't miss it. That's right. This is the 50th annual Anita Fireman Steak Fry and Dance coming up this Saturday evening, August 6th. Hope you get a chance to get out and help to support the local fire department, but also, you know, enjoy a good night and some great food, and you'll see a lot of folks that you know there as well. Well, Delmer, thanks so much for your time here today. Hope you guys have a great night on Saturday, and hope to see another 50 more.
Yep, thank you, Jim, for the time.